breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. And welcome back. We have Harley Schlanger here. Harley, you have a fantastic article I'm going to post up today. It deals with the issue of what's going on with the post-Mueller-Gate-Trump. It says the title of the article is Mueller Reports Findings, No Trump Collusion or Obstruction. The time of reckoning for the coup plotters has arrived. Let's get into it.
Well, the important thing is that we've lost 2 years, almost 3 years, in which the United States could have adopted a policy that would have not only secured us from the danger of war, possibly nuclear war, but could have also put us on a course toward reversing the economic collapse, which is continuing. And instead, we had a gang of Obama and Bush types, that is, neoconservatives in the Democratic and Republican Party, who did everything they could to undermine Trump by claiming that he was a Russian agent, that the Russians got him elected, that Trump colluded. And this was a story made up by top officials of British intelligence. You know, this is not a made in America story. It came from the British. And in particular, it came from a protege of Sir Richard Dearlove, the former head of MI6, who is the same person who came up with the weapons of mass destruction argument that Saddam had these and was going to use them, that led to the insane war in Iraq. So here you have an operation that was run not just against Trump, but against the American people, because the American people elected Trump because his anti-war policies, his anti-Wall Street policies, his anti-neocon, anti-Bush, anti-Clinton policies resonated with American voters, particularly in areas that had been severely damaged by the free trade agreements and the war policy. So instead of enabling him to proceed in the course that he wanted, which included establishing mutually beneficial relations with Russia and China, they came up with this completely concocted story of Russian intervention in the election, that Trump colluded with them, and then that he obstructed justice. Now, Robert Mueller is a hitman for the elites. He was assigned the task of bringing down Trump. And the way they wanted this to work was for Trump to crack under the pressure, or for someone like Manafort or Roger Stone or Eric Trump to say, yes, yes, it's true, we did all these bad things. But Trump stood up to the pressure. He didn't capitulate. He didn't do everything right. He got off course on a couple of things. But he didn't capitulate. And as a result, Mueller could not make up a story. He could not fabricate evidence to match the story. So he had to admit that there was no collusion and no obstruction. Now, the one danger that still exists, or the two dangers, is first of all, most people still believe that Mueller did discover that the Russians meddled in the election. And you and I know that's complete nonsense. Bill Binney, the top technical director of the National Security Agency when they first set up the Cyber Warfare Division, has proven that there was no Russian hack of the Democratic National Committee website. It was an inside job. And we can get into that in a moment, because I just interviewed Bill Binney the other day. So if there was no Russian hacking, then the whole story is gone. Now, here's the real problem that remains. As long as you allow the story of Russian hacking to hang around, then there will be people who will tell Trump he should not work with the Russians.
Yeah, that's a big mistake. In fact, what's happened, I want to insert this, what this 2.5 years has done is literally caused the Russians and Chinese to do conjoint military operations. And this is not what you want. You want trade. No. For example, my great-grandfather owned the caravan that went from Damascus, Syria to China twice a year, and his family for thousands of years. And it's trade with China that made them not invade. The people who invaded were the Mongols. The people who invaded were Genghis Khan. It wasn't China. China could have invaded many times the West. Why did they not? It was trade. And the same with Russia. If Russia can work out deals so that they can actually reindustrialize Russia, which is a giant place over 7 time zones with lots of resources and smart people, Russia should naturally be a much larger economy. But Russia is frightened.
And was naturally an American ally.
And it would be a natural continental ally. In fact, they have been several times, including the U.S. Revolution against the British and during the Civil War. So people have to start understanding here is that the behavior of the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, mainly the Democrats, that have pushed this Russiagate by the British, by the way, which started it all, is pushing us into a situation that's making it much more likely to have a thermonuclear war. Even the presence of Russia and China in Venezuela is part of the response to Russia and China to the fact we haven't worked out deals. And even North Korea. North Korea is never going to work out a deal unless Russia and China, who are both supplying nuclear materials and technology to North Korea, they're a proxy. If there's a financial and a trade deal made, it'll be very simple and easy to fix North Korea and the proliferation of nuclear weapons to other possible countries. So it's all tied together, and the fact they had this Russiagate has paralyzed the only man, probably in modern history, that actually could fix the problem if he's left alone and does his job, is Donald Trump, right?
And, Bill, here's the point. Trump gave a speech yesterday in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and he's being told by some Republicans, look, you won. Mueller said there's no collusion, so let's just drop it and move ahead. And Trump said, no way. The people who did this will do it again. Unless
of course they will. If there's nobody go to jail, nobody perp walks, if there's no geopolitical consequence, for example, Swalwell with his mouth, and Adam Schiff, I've changed his last two letters, the F's of his name, to S-H-I-T-T. These people need to be resigned. They no longer need to be in intel committees or have the ability to actually continue to spoke lies in the face of the facts.
Day. Bill, they've lied every day for 2 years.
But right, there's going to be consequences. At the very least, they need to be removed from office.
Well, and Trump made the point that no president should ever be treated this way. And he said if he doesn't fight this, this will happen again. Now, what Bill Binney said to me, and Binney is someone who was part of the deep state. He was one of the people who set up the cyber warfare operations initially in the National Security Agency.
Right.
He said he knows these guys. They will lie and lie and lie to build their empire. That's what they did, he said, going back to the Gulf of Tonkin to get the Vietnam War. That's what they did with Saddam Hussein.
Another part of the example is Trump is worried about all the 300 people dying. I heard his speech about that die every week from heroin. You have to understand that the Assad, the 17th agency that Hillary Clinton himself referred to, was the one given power by the Presidential Directive 51 by George Bush Jr. the year before he left office and Barack Obama took over. And the Assad actually runs the cartels like the Sinaloa and other cartels and drug cartels. Trump needs to send the troops not just to the border with concertina wire and no bullets. He needs to send them to Mexico and Central America to clear out these drug cartels agencies that are collaborating with them, because our agencies are the ones sequestering trillions of dollars of money for black op projects that aren't even under the surveillance of the Congress and Senate. And very few people know this, that this is a fact that our own agencies are collaborating. That's why we had Fast and Furious under Barack Obama. They gave unlicensed guns without even serial numbers. They weren't filed off. They didn't have them in the first place. And the only place I know, because I work with the NSA and the CIA, the only agencies that have access to guns without serial numbers, like Glocks and so on, is our intel agencies, period.
Now, Bill, here's the point, though. What Trump has now as an opportunity is to take out this intelligence operation. What Bill Binney said is
exactly
he needs to give him a double lobotomy.
Now,
the point here is that rather than spread himself thin and trying to solve every single problem right away, he needs to focus his efforts on telling the American people who did this. And he said yesterday in Michigan, I am ready now to declassify documents, to release them, to show who did this, to show who told the lies. He sent a tweet out last week, which was the William Craddock's tweet, about how it's the British that invented this because they didn't want the United States to get close to Russia.
Right.
He also sent out a tweet from Tulsi Gabbard, who said that we're headed toward nuclear war because Trump has had to crack down on the Russians to avoid the impression that he's a puppet of Putin. Now, Tulsi Gabbard is the only Democrat who has an agreement with Trump that we should be talking to Russia and talking to China and not going to war.
She's a strange Democrat, isn't she? Because she's actually more Republican than a lot of Republicans.
Well, I would say forget Democrats and Republicans. She's a patriot.
Right. She's a former military officer, so... What we have is a situation here where she has common sense and guts, and she's willing to speak out even though she's going to get persecuted in her own party.
Well, she's still in the reserves. She's
right.
An officer in the reserves.
Right.
Now, basically, the dividing line is not Republicans and Democrats because, as I pointed out, Mitch McConnell told Trump, look, you got to watch out for the Russians. And after the meeting, Trump said, why are these guys focused on the Russians? We can have a great relationship with Russia. And he said, I intend to do that. So he's got to now bring out, release the documents. He's got to get people like Nunes and others focused on how the British did this and why they did it. Now, to do that, he's going to have to rely on LaRouche and our organization because we've written the story that no one else has put out, the full story of why the British do this, how they do it, and what their networks are in this country. The neoliberals, that is the...
Yeah, but I'll tell you what the network is. It's called Five Eyes. You know that. Five Eyes is this kind of super agency that actually is infiltrating, and actually that's where David Steele was. They were already contracting and doing cases for years with Christopher Steele. That's why he was considered by Brennan as a good source, because they'd already been using these guys, haven't they?
The question then is, what's the reason they do this? And this is what we can answer.
Right.
Their financial system is imploding. The financial system that's emerging along the Belt and Road Initiative, the investments going into Africa and to South Asia, these are producing real wealth. You know, we're seeing
right.
now in the Horn of Africa 7.5-8% growth in Eritrea and Ethiopia.
Wow.
In the United States, we're now down to 1% growth again.
Well, I think they say they're predicting the fourth quarter 2.2, but they may be a little bit positive. But you're right, and what's going on is that if we don't support growth in other countries around the world, our economy ultimately is going to slow and crunch.
Well, and Bill, here's the other point that I think is really important. Xi Jinping last week was in Rome, he was in Palermo, and then he went to France. Now, the French and the European Union threatened the Italians, do not sign a memo of understanding with China. And the Italians said, you no longer have the right to boss us around. We have a new government, we're acting for the interests of Italy. Michela Geraci, who is the charge of the China Trade Division of the Ministry of Development in Italy, who's a friend of Helga Zepp LaRouche and a friend of mine, took the point on this. And he said, we're not doing something against the United States' interests or against the European countries' interests. This is in their interests. They're just too stupid to realize that. Now, what happened after the Italians and the Chinese had excellent meetings, Xi Jinping brought 500 businessmen with him to Italy for discussions. After the discussions, Macron completely changed his tune. And he said, look, we have to recognize the Chinese are here to do business and we want to work with them. So Macron brought Merkel and Juncker, this non-entity who's the head of the European Commission,
to
meet with Xi Jinping. Now, Macron is hanging on by a thread because of his idiocy.
Well, politically, he's nearly done, isn't he?
Well, because he tried to use the Paris Climate Accord to raise taxes on the few people who are still productive in France, farmers and truckers.
Right.
And they rebelled, and that's what the Yellow Vest movement started as, and now it's a total revolt against Macron. You also have the unresolved problem of Brexit. So Europe's falling apart, not because of China.
What do you think is going to happen in Brexit? Because it looks like Boris
The point here is that Europe's falling apart because of the stupidity of the bankers of Europe and the political elites of Europe who refuse to recognize that they're wrecking the standard of living for the population. So the rebellion there and the Trump voter and the Brexit vote, it's all one package. And Macron, who's corrupt and stupid, is now being told by the bankers who control him, the only way you can stay in power is cut a deal with China. Now, ultimately, that's not going to work for him, but it will work for France. And so now we're seeing a situation where the Italian government is setting itself up as a mediator between the United States and China, because the Prime Minister of Italy, Conte, is a friend of Trump's. He likes Trump's. And now he is a friend of Xi Jinping's.
Is that, and you have two friends, I think, that are deep in that Lega party, too. It's really cool. Amazing. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega-3 Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power-C+, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 115 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at Nutramedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with Nutramedical. Because that... Welcome back. So, it's like anything. You make treaties with your enemies. You make trade with the people that you don't want to fight with, which we had literally for thousands of years. My great-grandfather actually owned the caravan from Damascus, Syria, the biggest one, to China, and my great-grandmother walked all the way to China twice a year. People need to know this. I know this from my own blood, my own family, that this is the reason why we never had a war with China. In fact, the West never had a war with China, did it? It should have happened, but guess what? They like to receive our gemstones and our gold and other things in exchange for silk. It's like this way, that's what they call it, the Silk Trail. And we have things that are brewing. In fact, if we don't solve this, which is 2.5 years plus of this 675-day disaster, it wasn't just a disaster for Trump and his family now. It's a disaster for America not putting the time and effort to fix relationships with major powers to fix the world economy, because we're teetering on economic chaos. We're teetering on not protecting the world from incoming EMP or 10 years and 1 month from now, Apophis approaching Earth with the debris field and the 1% chance of its debris field or the Apophis meteor striking Earth. We're not prepared for dealing with climate change, which, by the way, climate change isn't caused by man, but it's caused by major climatic changes like pole shifts, which we're in the process of the last 1,000 years, and we're at the culminating end of that pole shift, which is going to happen soon. So, in other words, we need a defensive Earth strategy. We need a defensive economy. We need a defense of recycling everything so there's no trash heaps and no more plastic in the oceans and fish. It's ridiculous. And these are all solvable technical issues that can be done collaboratively with other nations, can't they?
Well, Bill, let me get back to what I think is the important thing I want to discuss tonight, which is what Trump is saying about the time of reckoning is now.
Right.
Here's something that I just received that's very interesting. Larry Johnson is a former CIA operative. He's one of the leaders of the Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity.
Right.
And he just put out a document where he starts by saying the conspiracy against Donald Trump originated with British intelligence and persons connected with the Clinton campaign.
Right.
The provocative dangle before George Papadopoulos was the result of intercepts by GCHQ, that's British NSA, targeting people working on the Trump campaign. He said this was a signals intelligence effort, which is what you were talking about before, the Five Eyes.
Yeah.
But he said this then led to an intelligence dump from the British, which was then picked up by Clapper and Brennan.
Brennan was a key player, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. And he goes on to say that James Clapper, who is a congenital liar, who lied about NSA super spying, will be proven as a key player in the conspiracy. He was not a passive observer.
Right.
He said that Clapper's time was to coordinate, as Director of National Intelligence under Obama, was to coordinate the activities of the CIA, the NSA, and the FBI in an operation against Trump and his associates.
Right.
Now, what's important is that beyond all the other things we could talk about, strategic defense of Earth and things of that sort, we're not going to be able to do any of that unless we take down this British network. Now, what is the purpose of this British network? They are losing their power, as we see in Brexit.
Well, that's the White Hats was trying to even push this thing over Assad. Please continue, right?
Well,
they're losing part of the British network, the White Hats.
They're losing their power to manipulate nations, to loot nations, to force nations to give up whatever solvent liquidity they have to pay down the debts of the globalist corporations. They're losing that. The whole thing could implode. And they are trying to use a war buildup, an arms race, to generate some income and to use that, use the threat of Russia or China or some other boogeyman as the basis of scaring people into accepting austerity. This is what they've always done. This is what empires have done going back to the Roman Empire. It was perfected by the British in the 19th and 20th century. They're still doing it. And they're using networks like Clapper and Brennan. Now, Trump is saying he's going to release the documents. What could be shown and will be shown is that people on lower levels, like FBI agents like Peter Strzok and his girlfriend Lisa Page, and even Andrew McCabe, the acting director after Comey was fired, the deputy director, all of them were being deployed by Brennan and Clapper to work with the British to build up a case against Russia, against Putin, against the Chinese. One of the things that happened this last week that I'm sure none of your listeners have heard about is the reconstitution of something called the Committee of the Present Danger, and the CPD, or the Committee to Blow Up the World, as we used to call it. This is the hardcore group of neocons that were the center of George H.W. Bush's operation and then George W. Bush's operation, and then they merged with Obama. They're now saying that the greatest threat to the West is China's economic aggression. And therefore, we have to be prepared to use every weapon we have at our disposal, intelligence, military, and so on, to stop China. This is who's giving marching orders to idiots like Marco Rubio and to the Senate leader, the Republican Senate leader. These are the people who are running these operations against Trump. Now, if Trump follows through with what Devin Nunes is saying he's going to do, to release all the FISA court documents, to release the so-called 302s, the interrogations, the testimony by people like Nelly and Bruce Orr. Bruce Orr was number 3 or 4 in the Justice Department. That shows that they knew that Steele's report, Christopher Steele's dossier, was false, but they used it anyway under Obama's personal direction.
Right. I think it's going to rise all the way to Obama. I don't think – no one's mentioned even in the news, even on Fox, that Obama's very involved with this, isn't he?
Well, Comey said Obama was involved in it. Clapper said Obama was involved in it. If you start squeezing these guys – you know, Big Jim Comey, this guy's a coward. He hides behind his position. Mueller, the same thing. You know, Mueller had this whole image that he's tight-lipped. He's not going to release anything.
I think part of the reason why Mueller dropped his report and decided to not proceed with the even more suspicions that could be handed over to Congress, because Mueller himself is compromised. He was involved with the cover-up of 9/11 and Benghazi and Uranium One. Mueller's involved with all three of these disasters, wasn't he?
Well, and BCCI,
the BCCI, the brother of Comey, was one of the major bankers at BCCI, wasn't he?
Yeah. So you have
the largest laundering place in Shenzhen, in Shanghai, for laundering the money from the drug trade all over the world. People don't know this, do they? The brother of Comey.
You have a very small group that come from these elite universities, elite families, like William Weld, who says he's going to run against Trump in the Republican primary, the former governor of Massachusetts.
Right.
Weld is considered a liberal Republican. Well, Weld's family is from the White Weld investment banking firm, which is a British Boston banking firm. They made their money from the opium traffic in the beginning of the 19th century. The Clipper ships and so on. These are old families. You know, these are the families that the Bush came out of. The Walker family, Barbara Bush, came out of this same kind of networks. They actually believe they're better, that they're an American aristocracy. And they work very closely with the British, whether it's on the fake science of climate change, man-made climate change, or figuring out how to launder money, run derivatives trades, and so on. Now, it's all falling apart. And what we see...
Well, I think you calculated out and mentioned, I think 2 years ago on the show, that the derivatives trade has not been able to make a profit for about 4 years now. So they were making giant profits even years after the 2008 collapse. They don't make a profit anymore. So well, in other words, even their schemes are failing.
Not on derivatives
right?
per se. Not on derivatives per se, but what they make a profit on is that they keep these financial instruments on their books. So that
oh, yeah, they're still on their books, but what I'm saying is moment of collapse is coming, isn't it?
Well, let me tell you how it works. They still trade them. They trade them to each other.
Oh, of course they do. They trade to each other. But this game is going to be over soon. And in other words,
well, it is. But I just want to make a point of what they do because they're so corrupt. They trade these instruments that they have no idea if they're really worth anything or not. Most of them are worth nothing. But
right.
they buy and sell them for pension funds, for 401ks. Probably a lot of your listeners have money tied up in these things.
Right. And by the way, they sell them to these pension funds like the California Pension Fund. And these pension funds have no clue that these globalists are actually selling them something that's a pig in a poke, in other words, as they say.
And every time they buy and sell it, they charge you for the trade.
Right.
If anybody,
that's how they make money, is charging for the trade or something that's useless.
And
right.
if anybody questions the underlying value, in other words, if someone says, I'm going to start selling these, they will come in and buy them with money, free money from the Fed. So they keep the value up. Now, that's how a Ponzi scheme works. When someone begins to demand that they get their money back, they have to get money from somewhere else so they can keep the bloated or the artificial value on the books. But if the whole thing starts to, if everyone starts to say, I want my money now, then it collapses. And what that means is that every one of your listeners who thinks they have a safe investment plan has nothing because all of it is based on these phony valuations that only last to the extent that the Federal Reserve is willing to give free money to these banks and these investment bankers. And as long as they can loot to get a certain flow, a certain stream of income. But that's not going to last. And what does last in finance and economics is something that produces a product that improves the ability for future production. That is, increases in productivity based on new technologies, what we were talking about earlier.
Right.
That's what the American system was based on. That's what the Chinese are doing. And the fact that the Chinese are not a fully democratic society, you know, I find it ironic that people like Pompeo, who are trying to overthrow an elected government in Venezuela, or the Bush crowd who overthrew elected governments, or Hillary Clinton, would somehow say, well, China is not democratic. What the hell have these neocons been doing for the last 30 years but carrying out coups and assassinations and false flags for the sake of the wars? So, you know, rather than criticize the Chinese, let's work with them and bring them into a trading relationship where they see the benefit of transparency and the benefit of working with the United States.
I think there has to be some linkage with some other behavioral changes, which I think is starting to happen. Protection of patents, the idea of opening up trade. For example, there's a lot of non-trade barriers into China, which Trump is fixing. The situation in Venezuela, and in fact, we're going to talk about this in hour three with Rob Roselli, with a lot of things going on with John W. Spring. I have a lot of intel from both intel agencies and other sources. And I have people inside the intel agencies that contact me, and I can tell you right now, some of the bad behaviors we're seeing on both Russia and China can be fixed when we start trading. And we can have a linkage with it there. For example, you're not going to get a deal with North Korea unless you have a trade deal with Russia and China. Not going to happen. People don't get this. They don't realize you can't leave Russia and China out of the loop if you want to fix the proliferation of nuclear weapons, because the other major nuclear powers are proliferating as part of their game against us because we're playing a hardball game to them. And people don't see the other side of it, do they?
Well, here's something else that just came across. excuse me. Rand Paul gave a statement today saying that he demands all the documents on the Obama roll and the Russiagate setup.
Good.
So this is all going to come out.
Oh, yeah. I think, in fact, the Damocles sword, I don't know if he's going to drop it now or 9 months from now, but when Trump starts to drop the FISA and the other documents, I believe Barr is going to start a parallel investigation, and you're going to see people doing the perp walk, aren't you?
Yep.
This is not going to be benign. It's not going to just be a slap on the wrist. And even this idiot, Jesse Smollett, who wants an apology from Chicago, he's going to get an apology, all right. The FBI and the mail service that actually have taken his letters that he sent to himself, he's going to get charged federally for things. He's not going to get an apology. He's going to get a big bill and prison time. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10, the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bildigal is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. And welcome back. I think it's really important that people understand what's going on here. And next hour I'm going to have Rob Roselli, but I think actually I'm going to bring on Dr. John W. Spring as well, because there's another side of this perspective on this. The British have created a situation which has increased the danger of a bad interaction between us and Russia and China. And it's literally creating a situation, instead of getting opportunities to build up the world economy and bring the Belt and Road program around the world and then prevent a future war and actually defend the future world economy and the future world from geoclimatic changes that are occurring, such as the pole shift that started 1,000 years ago, we're in grave danger of something nasty happening by accident. In fact, one of my friends was Colonel Lynn Wells, the radar commander of NORAD, and I've had dinner at my house in Colorado Springs 25 years ago, and he told me they had a lot of near accidents, and it's a good thing they were smart Russians and smart Americans that didn't start a launch on command sequence to end the world. And we came close a whole lot of times. I think it was God interventions that actually stopped a lot of them. But, you know, the first logical intervention that Lyndon thought years ago, let's have shared missile defense, let's have shared trade, let's defend the planet from coronal mass ejections and power outages and stabilize the extinction level event that's actually happening because we're killing the benthic layer of the oceans and dropping the oxygen concentration and polluting, which we can do technically. We don't have to get rid of cars and planes like in the clueless one, AOC, we call it the occasional cortex, the wind-up toy for Satan. We have to have common sense here, and if we have trade, we're not going to have war. It's that simple, isn't it?
Well, I think if people want to get a clear picture of what we're dealing with in terms of naming the names and showing the connections and then explaining why they're doing it, on the LaRouchePack.com website, we have an excellent three-part series by one of my associates, Barbara Boyd, which goes through who ran Russiagate, why they did it, what their networks are, and how they did it. And this is sort of like a manual that goes through detailed point by point showing the networks involved. Now, before she did that, she wrote an earlier piece called Robert S. Mueller is an Amoral Legal Assassination. He will do his job if you let him. And in it, she went through how Mueller was one of the key hitmen deployed against Lyndon LaRouche in the 1980s when LaRouche was working with the Reagan administration. And what was the issue then? Reagan recognized that we were moving with the development of new weapons, the Pershing missiles, the SS-20s, the very precise targeting short-range nuclear weapons that were being put in Warsaw Pact countries and in NATO countries. We were moving toward what you were just talking about, a possible war of extinction by accident. And Reagan wanted to get away from that. And he brought in LaRouche because LaRouche had developed this proposal called what Reagan called the Strategic Defense Initiative. You know, it's interesting, Bill, I remember this because on March 23rd, 1983, I was in the hospital. I was visiting my wife who had just had a minor operation.
Right.
And it was her birthday and we were watching the television and Reagan gave this speech. And at the very end of the speech, he openly said, we want to develop a shared technology with Russia that can make missiles, nuclear missiles, impotent and obsolete based on new physical principles. And I got a call later that night telling me that the next morning on Good Morning America, the Today Show, and whatever the third program was, our people, LaRouche's people, were going to be the ones interviewed by the television to explain what this was. You know why? Because when they called the White House and said, who are your experts who can explain this? They gave them the names of LaRouche's people.
Right.
And so we were the ones, Paul Gallagher and Uwe Henke, were the two people who were on television explaining it to the Americans. That next day, Henry Kissinger called Moynihan. Remember Senator Moynihan?
What year would this be roughly?
1983.
Right.
They called Moynihan and told him he's got to denounce Reagan for working with LaRouche. And on the floor of the Senate, it was one person after another denouncing LaRouche, denouncing Reagan, and saying that LaRouche is a Russian operative. Now, prior to that, the Democrats were saying LaRouche was a right winger. Now, all of a sudden, they're saying he's an operative of the Soviet Union and the KGB. So
that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Of course. Well, and then who was deployed to try and knock LaRouche out? William Weld and Robert Mueller.
Right.
Mueller became the hands-on operative of the Get LaRouche Task Force. And his case that was brought to trial in Boston ended up losing because he was incompetent. He can only win when he uses the power of a prosecutor to bully and threaten and intimidate to get witnesses to lie for the sake of getting a
That's why I've had Roger Stone on the show, and they tried to bully him into actually lying, and now he faces life in prison from a side effect of this rule of Russiagate, which I'm sure once Trump is getting closer to election time, he's going to pardon Roger Stone.
This is the point. Our members did not allow themselves to be bullied, and they ended up going to prison. You know, LaRouche himself spent 5 years out of a 15-year sentence, and probably the one good thing Bill Clinton did as president, or one of the few, was that he intervened with the parole system to make sure LaRouche was paroled after 5 years. But the fact is that these networks will use this perjury trap, bankrupting the targets, long question interrogations until you finally break down under the pressure of facing 50 years in prison and sign whatever statement they ask. They
right.
tried to do that to LaRouche. Now, they tried to do that to Manafort. And to his credit, Manafort had done some things that were shady, let's say.
But I have a feeling most people were doing in his position have done those shady things. He's not alone, is he?
Of course. And they made up things that new laws that say that you have to file. I mean, he was not representing the Ukraine government. He was
No one's ever been charged for not filing. I mean, this is a ridiculous situation, isn't it?
But here's a guy who has the integrity to say, I'm not going to lie, and he now faces a life sentence in jail, practically.
Right. He's already been in solitary confinement, hasn't he, for, 8 or 10 months?
Solitary confinement. They seized all his property, all his money.
Right.
They're trying the same thing to break Roger Stone, and Roger's a friend of mine, and he's not going to capitulate.
It tells you how bad the globalists are. And by the way, they're on the left and the right. That's why even the declaration of the state of emergency, we have Rhino Republicans that are voting against Trump in the state of emergency. And the main thing I think that I see going on right now is Russiagate is really dangerous for actually putting the world on a stage, which Paul Craig Roberts said. You mentioned another politician in Europe that said, it's likely the way things have been going the last few years that we're heading on a standing where in 2019 we could have a nuclear war. It may not be 10 years from now.
What you could say is we're sleepwalking to World War III. But here's the real point now. The fact that Mueller couldn't pull the trigger on Trump is a potential to turn the tide completely.
Right.
And don't be satisfied just with the idea that there's no collusion. We've got to reverse the charge that the Russians meddled. And that's where Bill Binney is so important.
But the only way to reverse that is to actually have people perk walk and get charged. See, just letting it go like some Republicans want to do is not the thing to do.
No, you've got to get the documents out there. But you also, Bill Binney could go on national television and explain how the WikiLeaks documents came not from Russia, but from an inside job on a.
Well, we know who it was because he's dead, Seth Rich.
Well, there's a real possibility that he's the case, but
I've got really good sources that say absolutely he's the source. And the problem is that the fact they want to evade this because the Democrats actually were behind Russiagate with the British. And if anybody's been collaborating with the Russians, including Uranium One, it's Mueller and the Democrats, which is why I think part of the reason why Mueller pulled his horns back in is because he's guilty of sin. Mueller is a guilty party.
Let me just make this simple point. People can Google Bill Binney and Larry Johnson. They just wrote an article on February 19th where they explained what they did to do a forensic investigation of the so-called hacking of the DNC. And
right.
They concluded there was no hack. They said had it been hacked, it would have registered on the NSA surveillance capability.
In microseconds. Microseconds.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I work with these guys. I was their doctor of the NSA. And their supercomputers, and they wouldn't let you write. It, within microseconds, they would have picked up that there was a hack going on, and they would have intervened.
And what he said is that the volume of data for hacking would have taken long enough that it would have registered. But for a download, it's much less time. And they did a test from, I think, 6 different countries to try and see if they could do a hack that would be at the speed that would have been required, and they couldn't do it. But then they did it with a flash drive, and it worked. He had several other aspects, but this was a real forensic investigation by experts. They went to Mueller with it and said, we can prove that it was not the Russians. And one thing that happened is Trump heard about this, and Trump ordered Pompeo, who was CIA director at the time, to meet with Binney. Binney laid it out to him. Pompeo said, okay, we'll take care of it. Nothing happened. Pompeo is an operative of the group that's out to limit or destroy Trump.
Yeah, I know that. I've seen some of his policies and his behaviors, even dealing with North Korea. It's not good what he's doing, is it?
No. So I would urge people, again, go to the LaRouche PAC site and look these things up. Google Binney, B-I-N-N-E-Y, and Larry Johnson from February 2019. Read their article and then go out and tell people we've got to change the discussion here.
But you know the problem I see? Do you have a backdoor to get a hold of Trump? Because you see, obviously he's got a filter. He had the Kelly filter, now he's got the Pompeo filter. And even his current head of staff, who's a bean counter, I don't think we're getting through to Trump. If you could have a half an hour and some of the LaRouche people and some of my people, like John W. Spring about the whistleblowing issues and so on, Trump would have much better advisors. He's got bad people around him. He's got globalists. He's got PNAC people. He's got CFR people. And he's getting a menu of things. And then he tries to decide from the menu what's the best decision. He's trying to do the best he can, but he's got bad advisors.
So very quickly, what he is doing is he's standing up and fighting. And he needs the American people now to push him to go all the way. Because if he has a sense that the people are behind him, he's done something no one ever has done, which is to stand up against this shadow government with courage and with dignity.
But the shadow government's all around him. When you mentioned Pompeo is kind of messing with him, and these other guys like John Lightning Bolt, like Al Bolton, it's not just the people pushing him. If he doesn't start clearing out his own nest of bad guys around him, it's going to be tough because his menu is actually limited by a bunch of people who want to confabulate and confuse him.
That's where the American people come in. We've got to make sure that the message gets to him that we're behind him in his fight against the shadow government.
Right. The shadow government's right in his own house, in other words. It's inside the White House.
Yeah. So that's the fight.
Scary.
But people should take a look at my article because I lay the details out in my latest.
Well, Binney is brilliant. I've seen him on the show, and he's very straightforward. This guy so straight as an arrow.
Yeah.
And, obviously we know now that the British doing this is a very dangerous thing for the whole world because they put a situation at a war footing with Russia and China. That's where we are right now.
Yep, that's right.
And rather than trade footing, a war footing. And people don't understand how dangerous that is because mistakes happen. I remember talking to my radar commander guy, Colonel Wells. He said, when mistakes happen, people have to use common sense and prayer. Or they push the button. Launch on command. How's that? Crazy, eh?